You've got Mariano Rivera ranked pretty highly on your list. I don't see Hoyt Wilhelm. A lot of people argue that because he pitched so many more innings and he pitched in an era where relievers were used in close games more often, whereas Rivera gets a lot of three-run lead saves, that he might be, you know, at least comparable to Rivera in that regard.
Well, good for you that you asked me about Hoyt Wilhelm and not Trevor Hoffman. And, you know, I think that I would tell you the same thing, what the difference is between Mariano and Trevor. Mariano and Hoyt Wilhelm is the postseason career that Mariano has produced in the World Series. It's beyond compare. He shouldn't be considered the greatest reliever of all time. He should be considered the greatest Yankee pitcher of all time. That's what I have in the book. Wilhelm, I looked at. I'm not too impressed with Hoyt Wilhelm, to tell you the truth. I'm more impressed with a guy like Goose Gossage, who was virtually unhittable for a few years. There was a year, the strike year being, well, I think Omega was 80. Goose Gossage gave up 4 earned runs all season long, and there was a genuine intimidation fear factor when he came into the game. And I just, there never was that with Wilhelm. Wilhelm was an effective pitcher. He lasted, you know, 2 decades. He's interesting historically, but he's not greater or comparable to Mariano Rivera.